today on Real Radio.
Have you noticed that all the goofballs like to embrace only what's new? God says go back to the ancient markers. Go back as far back as you can. How do you know something's true? Go as far back as you can. Never be afraid of that, Christian. Never be afraid.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called So How's It Going? Part 2, continues his new series, The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. The Old Testament Book of Isaiah records the powerful ministry of the prophet Isaiah. Now, Isaiah's calling as a prophet was primarily to the nation of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. Isaiah urged the people to repent from their sins and return to God. He also foretold the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and also what will happen in the last days. In So How's It Going? Part 1 from Isaiah chapter 3, we learned that there's a spiritual law that's unbreakable. Obedience to God brings about blessings, and in the end, there's a reward for keeping on the right path. But Isaiah warns us that the opposite is also true. When we're disobedient towards God, His blessing can be withheld. And now in part 2, we'll continue to see how things of this world can so easily possess us. And when a nation walks in disobedience against God, trouble will soon follow. Today, on day 2 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that like Israel, our nation was founded on godly principles. But godless leaders will try and erase those principles from our minds and from our hearts. And Isaiah warns his people that when this happens, you're against the Lord, His words, and His deeds, and are defying His glorious presence. And now continuing his lesson called So How's It Going? Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
In Psalm 89, verse 14, the Bible says, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed." Verse 15 is awesome in Psalm 89. Blessed. Happy. The word's happy. That's the Hebrew word happy. Happy are the people who know the joyful sound. Sound of what? Of righteousness and of justice. They know mercy and they know truth. That's a happy thing. Isn't that great? Listen to this. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. Isn't that beautiful? Verse 16, in your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. Simply put, no matter what's going on in the world, Lord, you're in control. Now, that doesn't excuse us, by the way, from not getting involved. Of course God's in control. I've had too many Christians. Listen, with what I'm about to share, if you believe this, don't tell me about it, because I'm about at the end of my patience on this one. When somebody says, well, you know, yeah, those people are being beheaded in Syria and Iraq, those Christians. Yeah, well, you know, after all, God said these days would be like this. Yes, He did. But the way you put it, it sounds like you're handing the sword to the hand of ISIS to help them fulfill the prophecies. You are not to be doing that. Well, you know, I'm not going to stop the porn shop that's trying to be built near our town, because after all, Jesus said the days were going to get evil. Are you kidding me? Are you crazy? Well, you know, I'm a Christian, but I just don't get involved because, you know, the whole thing's going to hell in a handbasket. That's insane. Well, Pastor, you stood for issues and you guys didn't win. Well, first of all, we did win, but the courts robbed us from it. And oh, by the way, we win. I don't care if I stand for something biblical and nobody stands with me. I win in the end, as long as what I'm fighting for is biblical. If nobody shows up to the party, that's their problem. I'm dead serious. Maybe I'm crazy. But if it's biblical and I'm standing for it, I've got Yahweh Adonai and the armies of heaven on my side. Well, you're probably not going to get enough signatures. Who cares? I don't care. Well, there's not enough. I don't care. Is it right? You see, do you hear what I'm saying? Tomorrow night with the school board, what's the right thing to do? What would Jesus have us do? Shopping or... I'm of the feeling if you show up to the school board meeting and stand in support of prayer, then God just might bless your shopping the next day over. You know? I think it's Matthew 6:33. Lord, help me now. I'm going from memory. But I think Matthew 6:33 says to seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. That's not in my notes. I thought I'd get that off my chest right now. No, but it's biblical. Listen to this, Psalm 2. I love this. This is going to happen. It's happening, but it's going to increase. Psalm 2, it's going to happen ultimately at the end of the 7-year tribulation period, but it's starting to spool up toward that. Psalm 2, verse 1. Listen to this. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? I love that. The nations are in a rage. They've got a plan. But God says, it's a silly plan. The kings of the earth set themselves. The rulers take counsel together. What a great picture that is. Note this. The kings set themselves. The word means they've dug their heels in. You're not going to move us. Can you imagine? God looks down from heaven and he looks upon mankind. Right? And he hears this. We're not going to be moved by you. There's nothing you can do to shake us from our position. That's what he hears. Gabriel, Michael, what is that noise? That's just a whole bunch of kings. They've gotten together. They're making a rage against you. So absolutely, honestly, it's if it wasn't... No, it's just it is funny. The whole thing's funny. Absolutely insane. And the rulers take counsel together. The word means they huddle. It's like, okay, we have a plan. This is the plan. This is how we're going to dethrone God. Like he's not hearing them. Isn't that great? They get in a little huddle from hell. Okay, here we go. This is our huddle from hell. We're going to try to dethrone God. But it gets better. Look at this. Psalm 2. Against the Lord they take the counsel and against his anointed. That's awesome. That's anointed is the word Christ, Messiah. Verse 3, this is what they say. Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Verse 4, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. I told you that was funny. The Lord shall hold them in derision. That's awesome. They're all acting all big and tough, and the Lord's going, oh, yeah, watch this. Ooh. And they're like, what do we do? Because he can just move the earth, you know, with his finger. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. This is Almighty God against the Christ-rejecting world. Listen, I have a question for you. The nations take counsel against God and against his anointed, Jesus, the Christ. I have this question. Does that describe at all, in any way, shape, or form, the United States? Yes. Let's zoom in on this for a second. Let us break. The word break means sand off. Listen, sand off, to rub off, or to lift away. Like sand something and blow it away. They try to, listen, that's the word break, let us break. Let's sand off their bonds. The word in Hebrew is instructions, directives, and laws. You see the picture of this? Let's sand away their laws. Sound familiar, church, ladies and gentlemen, sound familiar? Let's remove history. How do you do that? How do you start sanding off and breaking the bonds that God has given? Christopher Columbus was a pervert, they say. They say Thomas Jefferson did not believe in God. They say this nation wasn't founded on the Judeo-Christian world view. You mention online, Facebook, blog, you say something where this nation was founded by godly people. I would like to quote to you the Mayflower Compact. People will shut you down. Mayflower Compact, that's an old document. Have you noticed that all the goofballs like to embrace only what's new? God says, go back to the ancient markers. Go back as far back as you can. How do you know something's true? Go as far back as you can. Never be afraid of that, Christian. Never be afraid. Go as far back as you can. Dig, dive into the libraries, dive in, get a shovel, dig, go back as far back as you can. See what you dig up. You don't have to be afraid if you're a Christian. In fact, the Psalms tell us that God brings forth truth out of the earth. I think that's a great archaeological verse to have in your classroom. You have to be afraid. So they want to, listen, go, getting back to that Psalm, because it, Psalm 2 speaks to our culture today and the book of Isaiah. So let us sand off their bonds, their instructions and directives in pieces. And cast away. The word means to untie the boat or to untie the connection, to break the connection. So let us break the connection of their cords. Watch. And undo their cords from us. The word here means sand away what can be known from his anointed and from God, and blow it away. Untie it from you. And the word here means don't have your soul be connected to it anymore. Isn't that powerful stuff? And that's exactly what happened in Genesis 11, verse 4. When, remember the guy Nimrod? What a name, Nimrod, first of all. I mean, that would give you a problem anyway. But his mother, Semiramis, you can study her. Go study her in history, Semiramis, Nimrod's mom. What a mess. I mean, she was a mess. But anyway, Nimrod, in Genesis, it says, he says to the people, remember, the Bible says, and everyone spoke one language in those days. That's amazing. I'll give you one guess as to what language it was. Yeah, good. It was Hebrew. So he speaks, let's build a tower. Doesn't that sound nice? Let's build a tower. Oh, that sounds fun. Then he says, let's make a name for ourselves. It's getting a little weird now. The Bible tells us in Genesis that Nimrod was a mighty hunter before the Lord. That's how it reads in your English Bible. You know that? He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. The Hebrew Bible doesn't say he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. The Hebrew Bible says he was a mighty hunter upon or at the Lord. Isn't that interesting? Nimrod built a tower, and when you read Genesis 11, his goal is clearly to ascend into the heavens and deal with the God of heaven. What was he thinking? The Bible says he was an amazing archer. Was he thinking he was going to shoot God down out of the heavens? What was he thinking? Look, I don't want to, I need to be careful with what I'm about to say here, but this spirit that was in Nimrod, this spirit that is in a godless culture, this spirit that is sweeping Europe believes that politics will deliver them. They're looking for a leader to lead the EU right now. One of the EU leaders said, we don't care if it's a demon or an angel, as long as somebody leads us. Their economy is absolutely falling apart. Germany's about had it because they're keeping the whole thing afloat. It's coming apart. In an attempt recently to try to send a message to the European Union, they said, we are now called the USE, the United States of Europe. They're trying to get the people to think, well, if America did it, we can do it. The only problem is our Constitution has God and our Declaration has God all over it. They had a meeting. They literally had a meeting to draw up the European Union Constitution. And do you know what they said? You can read it online. They literally said, okay, one thing we're going to deal with right from the start of these meetings. No talk about God. There'll be no God in our Constitution. And so there's no God in their Constitution. But now they're looking for a leader. It's exactly Isaiah 3. We don't want God to rule over us. We've got wealth. We've got income. We've got a name. We'll do it ourselves. We'll build a tower. And I was at a conference last week, and I had no idea. I'm sitting there, and I had some of our young pastors with us, and this guy, it was a great conference under the auspices of Dallas Theological Seminary, and one of the presenters was a guy from Canada, and he starts telling us about this wave that's sweeping the world among young people, and it's huge. In fact, one of their events sold out tickets faster than any event in human history. 100,000 tickets sold in less than 1 second. World's record of sales. And one of these things that goes by various names, they're kind of connected together, but they're independent as well. But there's the Burning Man. Have you ever heard of this? How many of you ever heard of it? I'm curious, because I had never heard of it. Holy cow, you bunch of pagans. No, I'm kidding. I didn't know about Burning Man. Now, don't go look on the website, because if you type it in, there'll be not nice pictures come up. But it happens in Nevada. And in the blank desert, all of a sudden, 70,000 people show up and create a city. And they erect this gigantic 100-foot-high man. And at the end of their festivities, they're singing and chanting. And for those who went through the 60s, it's just like that, but on steroids. It's the hippie world happening again. And they look like hippies. They're acting like hippies. And at the end, they burn the man. They burn this man. I mean, they don't burn a man. It's an effigy. But it has sister things happening in Europe as well. It's off the charts, amazing, crazy, godless. And their mantra is, whatever you want to do, you do it. Because we all love each other. And just express the beauty that's in you. Let it out. Just let it out. And it's off the charts wild. I had no idea. I'm sitting there and I'm started thinking, I need to cover these pastors' eyes. The world, I know the world was dark. I didn't know it was that dark. I saw this one aerial photo of 70,000 people all in their camps. They have tribes with camps and banners. They have their teams and whatever they do. And I just thought, I wonder what would happen, because they're talking about love. We're just so loving. And I'm thinking, man, Lord, I'm open to this. If you tell me to do it, I'll do it. But I'm really open to you telling me to go there. I mean, I'd have clothes on personally if I went there, but I like to walk out there and then they're all just going, we just love everyone. And I'd like to just go, hey, everybody, Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father, no man, even the Burning Man, cannot come to the Father but through him. I'm wondering, how deep is their love? How deep is their love? Right? What would happen? So we need to pray about doing a Burning Man outreach. That could be wild. Verses 16 to 23, this is what we learn here, is that when God removes the wants, from life. How will we do when God removes the wants from our lives? In verse 16 and 17, we see that when nothing of this world is left, what becomes of this? Moreover, the Lord says, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, that's arrogant and proud, and walk with outstretched necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, making a jingling with their feet. Therefore, verse 17, the Lord will strike with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will uncover their secret parts. What is going on? The nation, remember, as I said earlier, the nation had become extremely wealthy, and they had time on their hands because they had wealth. And it's very amazing to realize that the prophet is going to reveal to us something that is deep human nature. Those of you who are skeptics in the house, pay close attention to what we're looking at right now, because you have to ask yourself, okay, what the Bible describes, is it observably true in my world today? Is the Bible recording an actual thing?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called So How's It Going? Part 2. Thanks for listening, and when we stay close to the Lord and stand for what's right, and according to God's Word, it will go well for us in the end. So How's It Going? Part 2 is part of Pastor Jack's new series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah and the foretelling of the coming of the Messiah, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. If you've been listening to our Real Radio program for a while now, then you know that Pastor Jack recently went through the entire book of Acts, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. We learned about real action heroes like the Apostle Paul, Peter, Philip, and Stephen, who courageously sacrificed his own life for speaking the truth. It began in Jerusalem, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, God used this small band of believers to change the world for the gospel. And what God did in the early church, He's doing today, and He wants to do it through you. That's why Pastor Jack has made available for purchase the Book of Acts on USB. And for your gift of any amount to Real Radio, you'll get 69 complete audio MP3 messages. So head on over to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Pick up the Book of Acts on USB today. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You know, many of us have a lot of questions and opinions about the culture of our day, especially here in California. How can we give an answer for the reason of hope that's within us? And how can we give a biblical worldview of what's happening right now, when so many are becoming so combative? One way is to subscribe to Pastor Jack's YouTube channel and watch his Engage the Culture series. In this series, Pastor Jack gives an answer to some of the most controversial questions we as Christians are facing today. That includes, what does the Bible say about feminism, transgenderism, gun control, border control, and abortion? Many will reject the truth, but like the Apostle Paul, God will strengthen and encourage us through the power of the Holy Spirit and through fellowship with other believers. Together, the more we know, the more our influence will matter. So take a look at Pastor Jack's YouTube channel called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. There are so many videos to choose from to help you grow in the Lord. And when you subscribe, don't forget to tap that notification button for the latest videos as they become available. You can also access his YouTube channel from our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Our desire here at Real Radio is to give you the support you need to carry on your journey of faith with Christ. And there are some great ways that you can support us as well. You can like Pastor Jack's page on Facebook and be sure to tell your friends about it. You can even subscribe to Pastor Jack's YouTube channel and follow him on Instagram. So for more ways to support this ministry, check out Pastor Jack on social media. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.